السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. And Allah bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health, and Allah Ta'ala accept all your khidmat for deen. This up the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir raheem. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader حبيبنا مصطفى رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Today is the 9th of Safar 1447 in South Africa and few other countries, and in most countries of the world we know that today is the 10th of Safar 1447. Today, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 51 Surah Zariyat and verses number 49, 50 and 51. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ. And everything that we created, who can create? Only He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We mentioned and cited to you various times and on several occasions, all the creation and the scientists and professors, doctors, cannot even create a single fly that will fly. Why? How will the ensoulment take place? How will the ruh enter that? Nobody can do that, only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore, Khaliq, Malik, is only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He is the exclusive creator of everybody, everything in the entire universe. And Malik, he is the only owner. Me and you say, my property, my money, my farm, for how long? 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, and then the empire falls. You see America, the empire is falling, collapsing. 300 years, 400 years, whatever it is. But we are all just temporary owners and users. So they cannot even create a single fly. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 73. So Almighty Allah has said, is we only create. Therefore Allah uses the plural, the royal pronoun, the collective noun, we. That why to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. So we have created khalaqna zawjaini, everything in pairs, male, female, hot and cold, sweet and sour, and so forth and so on, happiness, sadness. So you look at our life. So it's between two things, always remember that. خَلَقَنَا زَوْجَيْنِ in pairs. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. So that you take, understand, heed, you take lesson. Today here by us in Johannesburg, Indonesia, is cold. But you go to Durban, it's warm. So who is doing all these things here? Only He, Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. One rain comes and you see the kaleidoscope of colors in your garden, in your farm, in your orchard. Some are red, the roses, some are green, your lawn and your grass, and the others are blue, pink and yellow and what have you. So who is doing all this? Diversity in unity, unity in diversity. Everything is indicating to the majesty, qudrat and power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we should know that وفي كل شيء له آية تدل على أنه واحد. The Shair, the poet, says, in all this there is an indication, a symbol and a sign that he alone, independently, exclusively, is the only one worthy of worship. لا إله إلا الله لا معبود بحق إلا الله. Truly there is none worthy of worship but him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and Muhammadur Rasulullah, and Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, will always be the last and final messenger of Almighty Allah. When we know that, what should we do? What should we do, O Muslim, O human being? فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Hence, فَعْفَعِ تَعْقِيبِ Consequently, subsequently, therefore, hence, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Hence, you should be running and rushing towards Almighty Allah, towards His mercy. But alas, you see, human being today, 8 billion plus, 7 billion decided, they will run away from Almighty Allah, not towards Almighty Allah, in the name of secularism, capitalism, Zionism, democracy, socialism, and communism. All these are satanic systems. We must reject it as Muslims. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ Whosoever rejects the Tawhuti systems. وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ We believe in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and all the articles of faith. فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْهُثْقَى Then only have you held on firmly to the rope of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا This rope of Almighty Allah will never break and never snap. It's me and you that release the grip, remember? Then the rope goes away. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi chhoot sakti hai. So we release it. We rush ila ma'siyatillah, towards the vices and sins, against the commands of Almighty Allah. And we are not rushing towards the mercy of Allah, the help of Allah, the barakah that comes from Allah. So everyone, we are lethargic when it comes to reading Quran. We are lethargic when it comes to reading our salat, 5 daily salat on time, the men in the masjid, the women at home. We are lethargic when it comes to serving our parents and so forth. But when it comes to vices, going shopping, going and playing golf and playing sport and doing haram things, then we number one, Allah forbid. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Hence towards Allah's mercy you should be rushing and you should be running towards that. إِنِّي لَكُم مِّنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ Indeed I am for you. Your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling humanity, the jinn, for posterity. From him Almighty Allah I've been selected, not elected. By people, when you get elected, you can have criminals like Trump, you can have rapists like him and so forth. مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ So an open warner. What is the meaning of Nazir? Your son's name is Nazir. Your daughter's name is Nazira. Normally people translate it as warner. That's an incomplete translation. Remember that Nazir means التخويف مع المحبة. To warn with love and compassion. An example that will resonate with you is a cold winter's day like today, last night and so forth. And now the fireplace, the heater is on. Your baby, your child is crawling towards that fire, towards that heater. You, the mother, father, watching that. How you warn your child, your son, your daughter, your flower, your beloved flower, and your apple of your eye. With love and compassion. Stop, stop. So there, now what comparison is that to Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was, who is, will always be the exclusive mercy to the creation appointed, selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So Nadhirum Mubeen, we should know how to translate the words correctly. So the open warner with love and compassion. O human being, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. We created you so that you will worship and serve Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, as we will discuss in this week here, inshallah. وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا Do not take and do not make مَعَ اللَّهِ with Almighty Allah إِلَهًا آخر any other deity. Now look at the Christians, they decided to verse worship Jesus and said he's Ibnullah, the son of Allah. So if it is the son of Allah, then why Allah didn't help him according to you Christians when he was crucified? We reject all this, remember that totally and absolutely. So therefore that is kufr and shirk. لَقَدَ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ So indeed those people have committed kufr and blasphemy who believe in Trinity, Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Ghost and what have you. The Jutlas, they also committing kufr and shirk and so forth. One group of them say Uzairun ibn Allah, Ezra is the son of Allah. Not all Jews, some of them. Then they will say they believe in the Torah and Talmud and so forth. So that is why you see it every day they are killing, killing, killing. So that is their religion today. Therefore, they are the most disgraced people on the face of the earth, the swines and the pigs that they are, the monkeys and the donkeys that they are, as enshrined in the noble Quran. So you go and study who can be the savior of humanity. I will send it out today, inshallah, by 7:30. You will receive it 8 o'clock before that. Inshallah, what AI says, that which religion should a person follow and accept and embrace and so forth. So therefore, you will see it's only Islam can be the savior. وَلَا تَجَلُوا Do not make and take مَعَ اللَّهِ with Almighty Allah إِلَهًا آخر. The word إِلَه means a deity. So we say you can't worship anybody, anything, unless that thing there or whatever it is must be able to create. If you can't create, you can't be a ma'bud, you can't be worthy of worship. And who can create? Only He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 22, verse number 73. Everybody, everything else, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ They can all come together for their purpose, but not today, not tomorrow, not till the day of justice. Will they be able to create a single fly? Almighty Allah has made that clear. Inni lakum minhu nadhirun mubeen. Allah Ta'ala is reminding us once more so that we never forget this lesson. I, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for you, lakum minhu, from Almighty Allah selected by Him, nadhirun mubeen, and an open warner with love and compassion. I love you more than you love yourself. So remember, Allah Jalla wa'ala is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. So therefore we read chapter 7 verse 151, وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ And then Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen, mercy to the entire universe and creation, and not only to humanity as some people translate it incorrectly. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today 9th of Safar, South Africa, majority of the world, 10th of Safar, 1447. Today in Gaza al-Mubarakah, it is day number 668. And Alhamdulillah, these are the news, views, interviews presented to you locally, nationally, internationally. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, 9 Jutlas, we attack their soldiers and dispatch them to hell, those in uniform and otherwise, remember, they all are legitimate targets. And they, the Jutlas and the Americans, the Haramis, the biggest terrorists, who do they attack? They attack our children, our babies, our innocent people. They are there. America say we're giving billions of aid, but you present it, put it right there by the Israelis. When they come, they shoot them and murder them and kill them deliberately, premeditated murder with machine guns. So 30 Palestinians approximately killed yesterday by the Jutlas, Haramis, the murderers, the war criminals, and the children of Hitler with machine guns there in Gaza. This is how they're going to bring peace, America and Jutlas. Therefore, we say we must do things to harm the interest of the Americans. All their movies, all their restaurants, your McDonald's and KFC, and their Starbucks and all that haramis. We must boycott it, all their coke and what have you. Teach them a lesson they will never ever forget. What must you do business with the Jutlas who are supporting Israel unbridled? So we must teach every Jutla and every Jew and Zionist a lesson. Hamas says we will not allow the Red Cross to come and bring food and medication here for the hostages unless you are going to bring in all the aid regularly, daily for our people. 100%. You don't expect we must keep the Jutlas alive and we must let our people get killed and so forth. Hamas should take more Jutlas as hostages. That is what should they do. Then the Zionists and Jutlas and Americans will come right. Shame on America and Israel and NATO and Europe and all of them. Now they are leaving the sinking ship. They know that they might be charged as accomplices in the genocide. So now they use the other trick. Let us now recognize Palestine. These are all politics they're doing, remember, and playing with the game. So therefore, the Palestinians said, Britain, they thank you that you're going to recognize, you must remember Palestine, but we don't accept your offer too little, too late. You see that? So you need to understand the real politics and so forth. Ben-Gvir, the Minister of Police Security, pakka terrorist, harami and murderer. So he goes in right inside the Masjid al-Aqsa compound. Plus minus 4,000 Jutlas and terrorists and settlers go inside and they pray. So what does the Muslim Ummah do? Your Saudis, Emiratis and these kings of Jordan, Bahrain, Morocco and the Egyptian Pharaoh, all murtads, they just condemn. So what that means? It means nothing. So you must remember that the Israelis and Ben-Gvir just laughs in your face and takes all your condemnations and your resolutions and throws it in the waste paper basket. You should be the one arming Hamas. You should, instead of giving Trump $1 trillion, you donkeys, you should be giving the $1 trillion to Palestine. You should be giving it to Afghanistan and to the Taliban and our Mujahideen. So then we will know you are true Muslims. Like this, we say you are traitors and murtads and apostates. The Red Crescent of the Palestinians was attacked by the Israel and 1-2 members of theirs were killed. They want to kill anybody and everybody, and that's exactly what Ben-Gvir said. Kill, kill, kill. And we want to settle therein. You must remember Gaza, and we want this Palestinians must be expelled and so forth and so on. That's exactly what they are saying, the haramis. Plus minus 60 Ethiopians drowned, you see, when their boat sank. In Yemen, they are looking for their bodies and so forth and so on. Yemen is a very, very poor country, but mashallah, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is special dua for them. And they are the ones taking on the Americans and the Israelis. And the rich Arab countries, the majority of them have become murtad and against Islam and Muslims. I'm speaking of the leadership. Israel does not investigate its own war crimes. They just say, we will investigate. BBC this morning, I heard, when they carried the news that they killed 27 people there in Gaza. So remember, they said, we asked a comment from the Israeli army and no comment came. Because it's premeditated murder, deliberately, kill, kill, kill. So remember, as Bennett said, Naftali Bennett, one of the former prime ministers of Israel, he said he killed many, many Arabs. So what's the problem? No problem. So we say if the Palestinians kill the Jews, so what is the problem? No problem. Everyone is a legitimate target if they put a bullet through Naftali Bennett or through Ben-Gvir or Smotrich or Netanyahu. It's Islamically totally permissible. And you're in a war situation and these people want to do ethnic cleansing and everything else. So U.S. accuses India of helping Russia in Ukraine. How's that? The ties between India and America is going from bad to worse. And remember, now they're giving some you know, sweet, you know, and sweet meat. Let's call it sweet meat, some mitai to Pakistan. You see, a sweetener they're giving them. We will give you oil, we will do darshama, but you must do as we tell you. It will be a relationship of not equals, what Imran Khan was saying. It will be a relationship of master and slave. You see that? That egg ghulam or egg sets up. You see that? So Pakistan will become the worker and they will dictate the terms to them and so forth. 100,000 people plus marched in Sydney and all for Palestine. Free, free Palestina from the river to the sea. And the Jutlas and the Jutlis are looking at all this, the Haramis, the Zionists. And what you see, the world hates you. The world is exposing you and your apartheid terrorist policies. Hence, remember the Haaretz newspaper writes, Israel has become an international pariah. People don't want to be seen in the company of the Israelis. Therefore, for them to go alone to Europe, they know that they will be mocked and some places they will be expelled and kicked out. And we need to kick them out as well. A volcano erupts in Russia after 500 years. Allah Ta'ala is showing His Qudrat Kamila, absolute power. I can do whatever I want to, whether it's in America or whether it's in Russia, or whether it be in Israel or any other part of the world. An earthquake that took place shook the New York. You see that? So things are happening, a reminder for Russia. You thought you were a superpower, but the Taliban gave you a good thrashing and a good hiding. So the Soviet Union disintegrated, and then you became the Russian Federation. America thinks that they're very great with Trump and Biden, and both sides, all haramis, Republicans and Democrats. Our arch enemy they are. So Allah Ta'ala in a split second just let it shake a little bit New York. If I want, I'll wipe you all out in a split second. So that is fa'alul lima yurid. He does as he pleases. The Pope, Pope Leo, so now he speaks multilingual, you see. So he addressed 1 million youth, but he doesn't address the real issues. He doesn't tell them that there's no place for Trinity. He tells them that we can't change the world. How are you going to change the world, Pope, when your own church is filled with pedophiles and you are busy with the youngsters and all of them in almost every country? And then when you travel, you'll have to apologize for the rifle repairs and so forth, carried out by the clergy, the Catholic Church. Because you guys say that you must remember if you become a priest and so forth, you must practice on celibacy, so you can't get married. So the nun, you must remember, she can't get married. Well, she now becomes a novice and then a nun. So then the priest is one side, and the nun is one side, and the monk is one side, and the nun is one side. And then you see some monkey business going on there. What you say about that, Pope? Holy Pope, there's no hope for the Pope, the Haramis, unless they make sincere Toba. Canada rejects the claims that they are sending arms to Israel. Everybody now wants to run away from Israel. The ship is sinking and the rats are jumping, you see that? So that is what happened. Pakistan hosts the president of Iran. They say we're discussing bilateral trade and security. You know their borders meet and so forth. So if you look at Iran, 75-80% Shia, 20-25% Sunni. And if you look at Pakistan, 80% Sunni, and then 15%, 20% maximum Shia. So they do have certain things, you must remember, but both sides are chores. The Iranian government, Pakka, Kafir, Shias, cursing Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, and Sayyidina Aisha, radiallahu anhum, the greatest people of this ummah. How can they be Muslim? And Pakistan government and Pakistan forge and army also big chores and crooks, remember. So Al-Khabithatul Al-Khabithin is taking place. The ijtima and the bilateral meeting of the khabis, the impure, immoral people. India expels the Bengali Muslims. They say, you Bengali Muslims, get out from here and go settle there in Bangladesh. You see that? So this is what you see every day. But if you don't see it, then what must I do? That you have jaundiced eyes. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 82, the last ayat, the last verse of the six supara, six Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the Hindus. We never said every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely did say and are saying and will say, majority of the Jews and majority of the Hindus, if they can help it, they will want to kill and destroy every Muslim if it goes their way. But Allah Ta'ala humiliates them. In America, big trouble today, Monday. You know Boeing? You see the planes, they're Boeing. So Boeing, the company, 3,200 workers on strike today. They say we're downing the tools. And remember, we want better wages, better perks, better holidays, and so forth and so on. South African news, Lasufi, you know Lasufi, the premier of Gauteng, he reshuffles his Gauteng departments and so forth. All that's just wasting time. ANC from top, remember, bloated government. You have so many 78 ministers and deputy ministers. Sometime for one portfolio you have two deputy ministers. Waste of time, these people, just fat cats if you ask me. I'll never ever vote for them. A PE company, because of Trump's tariffs, TET, you know TET, Trump's tariffs, his taxes. So a PE company loses 750 million rand overnight because of the 30% taxation and so forth and so on. So yesterday I saw people sending me a lot of messages. So then I see there's a Sahuk petition, meaning there's a petition against Sahuk and so forth by Hajj Watch. So I signed it and we will send it out today, and you should sign it also. We need to get this Hajj industry properly transparent and no cloak and dagger business, you see that? So you should sign it and we will send it out. I told you, we are media. And we will give all parties a chance if you want to speak, and I'll question you the difficult questions. So remember that we don't say we support Hajj Watch 100%. We're not against Sahuk 100%. But on this business where Sahuk says they're going to marginalize, you must remember that the operators and that, we don't agree with that. And to say that Saudi Arabia said so. So remember, Saudi Arabia gave you options which you didn't mention properly to the people. So therefore, we need to also petition to the government, sign the petition against them. I did so. So that is what we are saying. Then the Tablighi Jamaat, you must remember, Mufti Taqi Usmani was there in Mozambique from Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yesterday, he went back to Karachi. He gave a wonderful talk on Thursday night, you see that. That is there in Mozambique, Maputo, to the Tablighi brothers and the Merkers. I will send that out, a summary of it. It's in Urdu. So it's something you must read it properly with an open heart and open mind, and you will see that there's some great advices there also. The South African police service serves the ANC, not the public of South Africa. I repeat, SAP, the South African police, is serving the interest of the ANC and not of the public of South Africa, which is true. Hazrat Mona Qamruzzaman Saab today will be there in Shellcross by Mufti Shu'aib, inshallah, and tomorrow there in Port Shepstone, that is, you understand, by Mufti Yaqub Valley at the Darul Uloom there. So, and then Wednesday there will be Ulama program in Shellcross, and Thursday Hazrat leaves for Allahabad. So all programs now from today onwards will be there in Durban and surroundings, inshallah. And then, inshallah, today is very cold here, yeah, you see that? So yeah, in Johannesburg, Lanesia, surroundings and so forth. Our programs for today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Mona Zahid Khan and myself will discuss racism. We all know what is apartheid and so forth, and how we Muslims also are practicing this to a great extent. All haram, obviously. Then 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran, and 2 to 2:30. This was a very, very hectic week. every day, go here, go here, go here, lot of stories. So anyway, remember that it was understood very well. Good. We will speak about all that, inshallah, 2 to 2:30. We'll entitle a trip to Azadville. One Molana there told me, you came after 4 or 5 years, I want to put the red carpet for you. So he made me laugh, you know. So mashallah. So anyway, so it's a wonderful trip there to Azadville and other places, inshallah. Then tonight, the Q&A program, 8 to 10, inshallah, inshallah, on Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Marcus Sahaba, between 8 and 10 tonight with Hafiz Hussain Wadi. Gee, Mawlana Salim, we have 14, 15 minutes left, so let us fire up, inshallah.
Kisab, I'll be starting a business, inshallah. What can I do or read to attain barakah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Very good. You are starting business. You can start business any day. But if you start it on a Wednesday, very good. Mention in Maqasid Hasana by Allama Sakhawi Rahimullah. And remember this hadith of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha and the great ulama that they mentioned this. Allama Marghinani, the author of Hidayah, married in Samarkand, and Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan and India also. He was one of the senior muftis. And when he was in India, obviously, and Azraji of Jalalabad, they started their darlooms, the academic year, on Wednesday. Friday, then, say Wednesday or Friday, we encourage you, it's not a must. Then it's Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. Now you say that you want barakah in your new venture, in your new business. So I'm giving you 3 prescriptions, all from the Quran Sharif. وَأَمُرْ أَهَلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. You must command your family members, your wife, children, grandchildren, to read their 5 daily salat on time. Not when they feel like reading. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And you must be consistent as well. Lead by example. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We don't ask you for any provision and sustenance. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ. We will give you the risk and barakah and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala linked our salat and connected our namaz with the risk and sustenance. Today the Ummah says we don't have time for salat. It's pension day and it's end of the month and so forth. So Allah's curse is on you. Remember that. And there'll be no barakah. It will be just muhula. A punishment will come. Allah protect us. Chapter 20, Surah Taha, verse number 132. The last page of the 16th Supara, you will find it there. Chapter 71, and that is, remember, Surah Nuh, and verses 11, 12, 13. Go read it and see what Allah says. Istaghfiru Rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. That seek the forgiveness of Allah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah is of forgiving. Yursilu as-samaa'a 'alaykum midrara. Allah will send good, productive rain for you. Wa yumdidukum bi amwalin wa banin. Allah Jalla wa Ala will increase your wealth and bless you with pious children. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Day and night when you're walking, talking, whatever in your mind also you read. It's fine. Anywhere you are, read. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And make a certain time. Tahajjud time is the best time. Wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun. The pious people make istighfar and beg Allah for forgiveness at suhoor time. But any time you can do so, all places also. So Allah Ta'ala is telling you that these are the worldly benefits. And in the year after, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah will bless you with the gardens of paradise and the streams and the rivers of Jannah. Third one, chapter 7, verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Every day read the 99 names of Allah Jalla Wala. And then you stop somewhere, say, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya La, you are the best of giver. Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya La, you are the best one to give sustenance. Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah, Ya La, remove all obstacles and impediments. So do that and tell me after 6 months Ramadan time, you understand, 6, 7 months, whatever it is, that how things are going. You will see it will be booming, but never forget Allah and never forget this divine prescription, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, at what age is a boy baligh? When is salah faraz for boys?
Remember, in Islam, the earliest our youngsters, our boy, our son becomes baligh and mature, not when you see his moustache growing or you see the hair under his armpits and so forth. When he's 12 lunar years old or older and he experiences ihtilam, suddenly he sees the map of Malawi or he sees the map of Hammanskraal or anywhere else, or America or wherever. So know that now he's baligh and mature. So you as the father, you must educate your son. You must remember that. Then our daughters, when do they become baligh and mature and attain the age of puberty? Then 9 lunar years is the earliest. And after that, when they experience their menses, their haiz, so you, the mother, you must be the one interacting with your beloved daughter, your sahibzadi, your beti, your larki, you see that? And teach them all this. So once that happened, boy, ihtilam, and that is wet dream. And daughter, haiz, menses, so now they baligh, baligha, salat, everything is compulsory upon them. Obviously, when they in haiz, then there's no salat, but she must be taught all the laws, the basic rules. And if nothing happens to our son and daughter, then when they reach the age of 15 lunar years, automatically they will be considered as baligh and baligha, and salat, siyam, and prayer, fasting, all will become compulsory upon them.
Mufti Sahab, after nikah takes place, the bride and groom have some time together in privacy. Can the two families share the cost for the function, and will the sunnah of walima be fulfilled?
So let's take a practical example, Maulana. So after Friday, Asr time, right? The khutbah, the nikah, everything is done. Maulana Salim Kareem is performing the nikah. So mashallah. So there will be a short qiraat and Maulana Salim will be giving a lecture, example, and then performing the nikah and death. And then you give them, don't make long lecture, you give them still half an hour before sunset, you see. So then the bride and the groom will go into some private place, and that you call khalwa. Khalwa don't mean you give your wife a quickie, you understood? It means you just kiss her, smooch her, touch her, all these type of things and all these type of things. So 20 minutes, half an hour, you embrace, you kiss, all that. And you don't have to tell people where you are busy. You just do it some private place, you can arrange all that. And thereafter, Maghrib time, then you have a chow. You have the meals and you make intention of walima. So the walima is from whose side? The boy's side. But the girl's party say, but what about our family? So I say, what you want? They say they want reception. The reception and all that is permissible, but it's not sunnah. So, but anyway, now you want to share the expenses, so yes, it's fine. So first the nikah, thereafter the kissing, smooching, touching and what have you, and thereafter the walima, so permissible, no problem. However, we should rectify our belief. Some people, till today, they believe you can only have the walima that after consummating the marriage, that's wrong. So it means that sometimes that lady can have menses for 10 days. So how are you going to have, understand, intercourse then? And if you take the Shafi'is and them, the maximum period of menses is 15 days. So then how are you going to have the walima? Walima is 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, not after 10 days and 15 days. So to consummate the marriage is not a prerequisite for the validity of the walima. We should know that and we should educate our people.
Mufti Sahab, if we fly into Jeddah for Umrah from Durban, where should we wear the ihram from?
Whether you're flying from King Shaka or you're going from ORT, from here, Johannesburg, there's no direct flight from South Africa to Jeddah or Medina. Remember, forget all that. So yes, in the good old days, we had Saudi Airlines and the Flywell, you know, Flywell Group. The Briggs and them, Abu Bakr Ahmed and his elder brother Usman Ahmed. Usman was the real champion in this. What he did, never in South African history did we do that. So he told us that, see, I'm organizing a charter plane straight from Johannesburg, straight to Medina. And you, AK, you will be giving the Hajis and the Hujjaj commentary in the plane. I say, Subhanallah. So 2005 and all that, you see. So twice he did it, Usman. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, for that was the best trip. Straight Johannesburg, non-stop to Medina, SAA. From there they flew to London empty, and then they picked up passengers. Chartered by Flywell and operated by CII. So that was something, you know. So there's no direct flight, you must remember, to Jeddah or Medina. You will have to go via Egypt, or you'll have to go via Qatar, Doha, or you go via Dubai, you must remember, or you go via Addis, Ethiopian Airlines. So wherever you're going through, and then from there you're going to Jeddah, and Jeddah, Makkah. So the place where you are having their transfer and transit, there you will have enough time, and then you just wear your ihram, and then you make your intention after half an hour, 1 hour. Otherwise, they're in Addis Ababa, Cairo, Egypt, you see, or they're in Dubai, or they're in Abu Dhabi, or they're in Doha. You just make your intention. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Say, Ya Allah, I'm making intention for Umrah, make it easy, accept it. And labbaik Allahumma labbaik. In the interim, learn the labbaik. Let's read the labbaik. Come on, Ummah. One day we also will go. We'll go together. What you say, Ma, from Chatsworth? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. So like that, inshallah, and read the dua, chapter 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna. Innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allah will remove the obstacles. We have firm yaqeen and conviction in that. With His grace and mercy, Allah Jalla Wala will make it easy for the Ummah, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, if I wear my ihram towels at my hotel in Medina, do I make my intention for ihram at the hotel or at Bir Ali?
My brother, if you are going by bus or by taxi and so forth, so where? Your ihram, everything there, your towels there in Medina, in the hotel. Take your bath, use your soap, shampoo, and whatever else you want to use, all that there. Then you go there to Bir Ali, Zul Hulayfa. And that is the miqat, the boundary. There you read your 2 rakat salat, you make your intention, and then you proceed. You're going by train from Medina Munawwara to Makkah and all. So then you make your intention there at the train station. But your towels, all that, you fasten there in your hotel. You're going by plane from Medina to Jeddah. So I used to do that most of the time, you know. So Allah's help. So that time there was no train business. So anyway, in a case like this, you fasten your towels, everything there, you go to the airport, they give you boarding pass, the plane is on schedule or schedule, whatever you want to say, and thereafter you make your intention there at the Musalla, at the Matar, Medina airport, and thereafter you take your flight to Jeddah and you just take a taxi and then you go to Makkah. So all these options are available for you, but make sure the easiest way, wear your towels, everything in your hotel, and then either at Bir Ali you make your intention, the miqat, or either by the train station or by the airport. So these are the options available to you. Allah Jalla Wala, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Majidul Aqsa, destroy the Jutlas and the Zionists and the Americans and our enemies, the Mushrikeen and idol worshippers. And Allah Jalla Wala, make our Khatima ending on Iman. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.